This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cut. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The biggest concern this legislation tries to address is countries who have an undervalued currency are largely viewed to have a benefit in the export markets. One example often cited by this particular legislation is China. Their currency is generally viewed to be undervalued, and this legislation puts in place a process or clears the way such that if a country is deemed to have what's referred to as a fundamentally undervalued currency, then the United States could impose countervailing duties against imports from that country or impose higher tariffs. In part, it would provide protection to industries in the United States who are producing those products that we right now import from countries such as China that may have this undervalued currency.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Right now, those are defined in the legislation as a currency for which the government has a longer-term intervention in their foreign exchange, and that intervention needs to occur over about an 18-month period, and also it has to be deemed that the currency is undervalued by at least 5%. Commerce Department would be the one to make the determination as to whether the currency is undervalued and whether or not to impose these higher countervailing duties. This legislation doesn't immediately lead to countervailing duties. It simply establishes a process that Commerce Department would have to go through on a case-by-case basis.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It now must still go to the Senate, and it's not clear that the Senate will take up the legislation anytime this year. They'll be back after the November elections for a 3 or 4 week period, but we know there are several things on their agenda for that time, and it's unclear really whether this legislation will move forward and whether or not the Senate will actually take it up. So while this has moved forward and has been passed by the House, that's one step in the process. It still would have to go to the Senate, and made it through the Senate, it'd have to go to the President for his signature, but it's unclear that either of those will actually happen between now and the end of this calendar year.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We talked about it targeting imports from countries that have that undervalued currency, and one of the examples is China. You talk about potential impacts, you really have to look at in terms of the cotton industry, the textile manufacturers, because really if we think about product that is brought in from China, those are primarily textile products. It might make those textile products that would come from China more expensive. And we know that the textile organizations were certainly supporting this piece of legislation and have come out since it passed with their support about it. So that's where you'd really have to look, is more on the downstream effects and how it may affect on the textile side.